We're going to be learning Siv Zayin, which is an important yesoid with regards to Schita, and I hope to get out to a later Siv test. We start speaking about snow and ice already, and that's very important as well, as to whether when you crush them, it's important yesoid as well. But let us start with pickles, which is in Siv Zayin. So, Lischot Kvoshim. So, this is really Peres, that's on top of page Kuf Mem Hei. Siv Zayin, Lischot Kvoshim. That's anything which is pickled, really. Peres, Peres, Umini, Rokos. These are fruits and vegetables. Hamunochim, Bechoimets, which are lying in vinegar, Uvimelach, with salt. Kidei, in order, Shaloyir Kvut, that they don't go moldy. I'm page Kuf Mem Hei. And that's, sorry. That's Simon Shin Chof, Siv Zayin. So what is it telling us is you've got fruit and vegetables which are lying in vinegar and salt in order that it shouldn't go moldy, right? Well, how would we call this?
Pickling.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, no more, no less. The shlok is imla. It depends. Now there is an element. Now the Shulchan Aruch says follows: imle gufam. If you're doing this for its own purpose. In other words, for the fruit and vegetable, it not to go moldy and to remain edible, and that's the reason why you're doing this. She'ein tzorich lemayim, you don't need its water at all. Ve'ein tzorich dan, and you're only squeezing it, in order to prepare it for food, for eating it. Then, afir l'soich l'soich ka'ora, even if you are squeezing it, l'soich ka'ora, into the plate, she'en bo'yechel, which there's no food, mutter, it's permitted. So, it's telling us, let's see, Siv Kotten Chof Gimel in Mishnebu, shlok is haynu yorok, vegetables, v'chiyoetz, sholkun, koidim Shabbos, you squeeze the koidim Shabbos, finishir memein bohen, and it's liquid remained in it, finishir memein, so you're pickling it. Im legufon roitzelay ma shesoich don memash ke atzaf aleihen ve'anivla bohen kedei lisakna legufon la'achila levat ve'en tzorich lememehem. Now what happens is that you pickle this fruit or this vegetable. What you're doing now, you want to take it out on Shabbos and eat it. Now you have to squeeze it to some extent in order to. You have to squeeze it. Now, if you're soichton memashke, you're squeezing it from its liquid, hatsof alem, which is on it, hanivlabhen, which is absorbed in it, kedei, in order to sacken gufom leachilo, in order to consume and eat it, ve'inzoich lomemem, you're not interested in its liquid inside it, you don't need it at all, k'mosh dech lischoit hayorak shekor in salatin. So, for instance, like when you have the salad leaves, they've been lying in water for a long time. Now you are kind of squeezing it in order to eat it. That's not considered mefayek at all. Although you are squeezing the liquid out into a plate or a bowl, and although it could very well be that the liquid is not even going to waste, it's just lying on the side. It's not going for waste. It's lying in a bowl. Nevertheless, you're not squeezing it out for its liquid. It's not considered a melocha. So Rabbi said, we're learning now as follows. You have a pickled fruit or vegetables. You're now taking it out of this, what's that called? It's not a juice, what is it? Jar, the liquid, yeah. And now there is an absorbed liquid within it. You're squeezing it out, pressing it out, because it's too strong to eat it like this. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us here, this is mutter. Now you're going to say, but well, how come? This is, you're squeezing it. And more than that, you are squeezing it for the liquid. You're squeezing it. You're removing the liquid out. Surely that should be mefarek. Surely that should be the melacha of mefarek, because you are this.
Disaggregating.
Thank you. Disaggregating. I'm slowly going to learn English over this melacha. That's going to be it. Disaggregating. And what's happening is that the liquid is coming out. And that's precisely what you're doing for the sake of it and for its very purpose. You're getting rid of the. Surely that should be mefarek. The answer is no, it is mutter. And the reason is, as the Mishneh Berurah explains, this is fine because you are doing mefarek in technically speaking, but you don't need its liquid. What do you want to achieve? What is the purpose of your action? The answer is, I want to get it. You want to get out of this very sour and very strong and very bitter liquid. I want this out of my pickle that I want to eat, out of my fruit and vegetable. I want it It's too strong like this. And that's why we're removing it. Hence, it could even be that the liquid remains in the bowl and remains in the jar and remains in the glass. Could very well be that I still need it. But as far as this fruit or vegetable is concerned, I wanted to remove it. Hence, it is not part of the melacha mefarek. Mefarek is always when I squeeze a fruit or an olive or a grape and I want its juice because I want apple juice, I want orange juice, I want the juice. That's mefarek. That's when I am taking the liquid out because I want the liquid. That is when the melacha is also min haTorah. Here I'm actually doing something very different. What I want really is it removed from the fruit because I want the fruit. It's too strong like this. Consequently, it's mutter. That's what we're learning now. It's a big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. So the words, the key words, are the words on the first wide line of the Mishnah Berurah, who says, "Mikol mokum kivin she'eini mechaven b'shvil ha'mashke." These are the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Since I don't intend for the liquid, eino bechlal melocha is not considered a melocha. Right, that's what he says. So, what do you think about this? How do you feel about this? Do you feel that? How do you feel about this concept? Does it?
Squeezing the sponge out because you don't want the liquid in the sponge.
Hmm.
Dry sponge, so you can then mop up some more.
That's so interesting what you're saying.
You can't do that, can you?
No, we don't. But you're asking a good question. How come? So you're asking the case of the sponge that you are removing the water.
Spillage on the table.
You have a spillage on the table, right? Yeah, you see, I'm taking some sort of cloth or material or anything, and I'm squeezing it out, not because I want this liquid, I'm actually putting it down the drain, but because I just want that towel or that cloth or whatever it is to use it again. Such an interesting question. Because halacha, that scenario is also, you're right, and the question is, what is the difference? Yeah. Any suggestions? I think it's a really interesting, question.
It hinges on whether or not you need that.
Yeah, that's what he seems to be saying. No, the words of the Mishnah Berurah is kiven she'ena mechaven b'shvil hamashke. You're not squeezing it for its liquid. Ena mechlam melacha is not for the melacha. You don't need its liquid. You want the fruit more dry. This is a fascinating question. It needs to be thought. Do you have any suggestions? Okay, continue the Shulchan Aruch. I'm in the bottom line. What happens if I do need the liquid? If this pickled what could it be? A pickled what?
Cucumber.
Yeah, the pickled cucumber. That's right. Yeah, honey's one. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is that okay? Okay. So what if I want that? But if I do want its liquid, then im tzorich lememem. If I do need its liquid, then motalis choyt lesoich hakoro sheish boichal. Then I'm allowed to squeeze it into a plate which has a food in it. Aval imein boichal. But if there's no food in it, also it's also. So now this is going back on a concept we discussed yesterday or 2 days ago. So now, we said, if I'm squeezing this cucumber, because I'm pressing it, because I want a cucumber, which I said earlier, that's fine. That's mutter because you don't care about this liquid. But now, if we said, no, actually, I'm squeezing it because I do want still that juice. I still want it, because I want to pickle another cucumber. So then we're saying, actually, sometimes it's still mutter because if the liquid is going into a jar, then it is also, because it's a liquid and that's also. But if I'm squeezing this pickled cucumber onto another, and the liquid is going into another food, there's another separate het over here. And the het is that im tzorich lememem, I do need the liquid, but the liquid is going onto another food, you have to squeeze into a kol which is food. In your case, if I've got this pickled cucumber and I'm squeezing it, and I do want the liquid, but I'm squeezing it into a jar. That's also, that's not. But if I'm squeezing it onto a schnitzel, would that be any good? Into a steak? Not really.
Onto a schnitzel?
Yeah. Because it helps. Yeah, it supports the nice juicy taste of the schnitzel.
Yeah, but
Okay, 1 second. I'm just trying to. Okay, but can you just help me with a steak? So he's squeezing something into a steak. Can you help me with something? That's exactly the point. I'm just struggling to find a good example.
Herring.
Herring is good. Herring is good. Yeah, yeah. Good. So that's it. So you're squeezing onto an oichel, onto a food. Here we have another heter again. That's yesterday's heter. It was yesterday or 2 days ago. That when you're squeezing something onto a food, when the liquid is going onto a food, that is mutter. The scenario discussed earlier was the case of when you have even grapes and you're squeezing that onto a glass, that's an issa, and that probably issa deraisa. But if I'm squeezing it onto something which is a food, then it's not considered mefarek, because mefarek is by definition making something into a liquid. But if I have that food, that fruit, and I'm squeezing it onto another food, that's considered oichel, oichel, food to food, and that is not included in melachah mefarek, and that's mutter. So the other case was the Vav, which we discussed actually yesterday, was the lemon case. When I'm squeezing a lemon onto my tea, that's issa, probably the reise. When I'm squeezing a lemon and that's going onto a sugar cube, that's mutter, because it's mefarek oichel la oichel, and that's mutter. So here again we have a similar case really, that you've got that juice and I'm squeezing it onto another food, so that's oichel la oichel, food to food, which is permitted. No, so that's interesting, and that's the chiddush. That is the chiddush, that it's fine, that it's okay. But that's you're right, that is the chiddush. So, yeah. V'Rabbeinu Chananel kol shu tzoich lememeim chayav chatos. Rabbeinu Chananel disagrees, and he said, no, hold on here. Whenever you're squeezing it for its liquid, it's always going to be also hafilu sochad lekedir sheish po'ichel. Even if you're squeezing into a plate which has food, it's always going to be also. And the Levitvor of Asur Chedesh Kol Lekadir Nami also. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that whenever you're squeezing something onto a food, it's still problematic and it's still also. The Mishneh Berurah does say that it is good to be machmir, like the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel. Although we have a couple of seifim telling us the whole time that the rationale is that mefarik is only also when you're doing liquid onto. When you're making something into a liquid, only then it's also. And I discussed just now that if you're making to oichel oichel, that's mutter. We're now learning Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't hold on that, perhaps because of your svara, perhaps because it's, but to make into oichel is still a problem. And the Mishneh Berurah says, if possible, one should be stringent, like the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel, and therefore not to rely on this squeezing onto food heter as a matter of course. Not to rely on it ideally. But it's in chumra only. V'machmir tov alav bracha, whoever is machmir is praiseworthy. And that leads us to Seif Ches, which tells us, Hasoichet dog letziroi. That's the fish case now. Fish. You've got a very, very juicy fish. And if you're squeezing that for its fish juice. Fish juice.
Oil.
Oil, yeah. The halach is dinuk esoichet kvashim v'shlokes limemeh. That will be the same halachet, and somebody who squeezes shlokas lememeim, which we learned earlier, that it depends what you're doing it for. So if you're doing it, if you're squeezing it because you wanna have a fish which is juiceless, it's just too much of that oily stuff, and you're removing it for that, then it's actually going to be mutter. We learned earlier. Like the pickles. But if you're doing it because you want that juice, is really yum. I'm a chaya. You really want that oily stuff. And that's what you really want. So then the halacha is that it's also because you have squeezed something into a liquid. And that's also.
Is this just the case of the general idea of Malach Machshavis?
No, it is not. It's very similar. Very, very similar. But it's actually more intrinsic here. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's Malach Shentzchaligufa. Yeah. It's very interesting. But it's actually more intrinsic here. I know what you mean. Yeah. Okay, so Rabbi says, does that make sense, the fish? Yeah, the fish being compared to the pickled cucumber. So again, a pickled cucumber, it depends what you're squeezing it for. If you're squeezing it because you want, it's too vinegary, it's too sour, so then it's mutter, because you don't want to make, you don't want it liquid, you want it like, you're squeezing it for the, and that's mutter. But if you're doing it for the liquid, then it's also, you know, squeezing oichel into a liquid, which is also, you want the liquid. Here, the fish is exactly the same. Depends what you're squeezing that fish for. What are you doing it for? If it's for the liquid, you want the liquid, you want the oil, then it's going to be also. If it is, just you want to remove the oil, you want the oil, you want the fish as it is, then it's going to be mutter. Schita is a tolda. Schita is a tolda of mefarik, which is actually a tolda of dosh. Yeah, but it is a tolda. It still makes it deraisa. It's still deraisa. Yeah.
Think about what was the avoda.
Yeah, so that's right. It's a tolda, and it goes all the way back to mefarik, which goes back to dosh. Yeah. Okay. Now we're ready for the snow. Okay. Would you think in theory that when you've got snow, that there is a problem with mefarik? Would you think, based on what we've discussed until now, that there is a problem if you've got snow and you're crushing it? I'm not talking about snowballs. That's another shayla. That's a shadow boina maybe. But if you're squeezing you've got the snow when it's and you're making it. Do you think that could be a problem? Yeah. Pardon?
What if the heat of your head causes it to melt, which is noilet?
Yeah, no, I hear noilet could be. Yeah, but the we don't pass it's a noilet problem. But I hear where you're coming from. Yeah.
You talk about when you do it with your hands and your feet.
You tell me. Let's speak it through. Let's think.
It's got to be okay.
Why?
Because you've got to walk.
You've got to be able to walk. Okay, fair enough. Okay, yeah. Point taken. Do you think that there's no problem? Well, the argument would be.
It's not squeezing. You're not squeezing anything. Yeah,
you're not squeezing anything. So what's happened? Why is it now? And now the water you've got in your hand.
You don't want the water.
You don't want it. Shulchanoch Seif Tes. Hashalek, the snow, vehaborot, and the ice. Pardon the
hail,
thank you. Hail meraskinos, you don't have to crush it. You don't have to crush it. You don't have to crush it purposely. Tainu leshabom, dahainu ayi leshabom, to crush it, to break it. Lechatichos taka, to small pieces. Kidei shiozuvu meimov, in order for it to melt. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to crush it purposely to melt the snow. But if you've got the wine is that little bit too warm. It's not the right temperature, and you're putting a little bit of snow inside it. Or the water is just a little bit too warm. You want to add a bit of snow just to make it right temperature. When it melts naturally, automatically from that. That's okay. You don't have to worry about that. Similarly, if you put snow on out in the when it's being melted by the sun, you put it in a slightly warmer place, and it melts naturally. That's permitted. Oh, so we're learning now a very, very big chiddush and a big yisoid that snow. If you're crushing snow, if snow is melting, that is actually similar to mefarik, because what's happening is that you have a solid which is now disintegrating into a liquid. And that is mefarik. And that is mefarik. So I know, physically speaking.
If you don't want the liquid, you said it was okay.
You're saying that it's similar, yeah. Yeah, so what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is that in principle there is mefarik, but he says that if you're putting it into a wine or water, that's fine. Why is that? If we're saying that it's not okay, so why is it that you can put a bit of snow into the wine? Why can you put the snow in the wine, in the water? That's it. Because when you're making it into a liquid, no, that's actually, no, into solid. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Mishnah Berurah explains it a little bit different. Sivkot Lamed Beis. So Mishnah Berurah forgets. I don't know if that's what you mean. Sivkot Lamed Beis is lechaticho is dakois. Havalish bechaticho memeno. But to break off, you've got snow, and you're breaking off a bit of snow. You've got a big chunk of snow. You're taking some of it off. That is mutter. Shori v'afilim yozuvu k'tzas ma'amalad. Even if you know that by breaking off the snow, some of it is going to be melting in your hand. That's okay. To learn is chavaleze. Because that's not your intention. V'oid. And also, Shahalich Leibud is going to waste. So, what you're not allowed to do is to crush it in a way that it's all going to go into a liquid. It all is going to be into a watery substance. That's no good. But if you have got a bit of snow and you're breaking it, perhaps because you want to make a snowboard, or perhaps because you want to, I don't know, you're breaking it like this. And then inevitably, you're going to be, somebody's going to be wet, so you're going to have wet hands. That's okay for two reasons. One reason is because this is, no, it wasn't your intention at all. You never wanted to have wet, moist hand. That wasn't the intention. That was not what you wanted it for. You'd have been quite happy if your hands would have remained dry. And also because it's just going to go for waste. And that little bit that is going to go for waste, that's not considered a malacha. So that's breaking parts of snow. But in terms of crushing it, that Shulchan Aruch tells us that it's also. And the Mishnah Berurah's to crush is yeah, so why is it also? Sivkot Lamed Gimel. Why is it also? The Domei La Melacha, because it resembles a Melacha. Sheboire Hamayim Halolu V'osam Adrabonon. Because it appears as if you are creating water. So what it is, it's perhaps, I'm just understanding now, perhaps it's not Mamash Mefarek, it's just Adrabonon. Because if you're crushing the water, and you're crushing it, and there's a lot of water coming, you're crushing the snow and it becomes like quite a watery, you've got quite a lot of water from it. That would appear as if you're creating the water. Obviously you're not creating the water, but it looks like as if you're making something, before it was solid, now it's liquid. Yeah, what bothers me is they're not using the word noilat. I know, it doesn't say that. He says, the domi le melocha, it resembles a melocha, sheboiri amayim alolu, that is creating. He's creating that. He's creating the water. If you look in Sifkot Lamed Hey, the Mishnah Berurah adds even the Bialocha adds even Veshmati Tam the Noilad. He said I didn't bring Noilad at all because the Mechabel is Sviralei. He said because Mechabel doesn't hold that it's a prov Noilad at all. So it's separate issa that crushing snow looks as if you're making water. How's that with you? Yep, that's what he says. Fine. Okay, we'll finish this off tomorrow on Sunday, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, so to summarize what we covered tonight, we learned about the kvoshim, which is the pickled fruit and vegetables. We learned that there's a difference why you're doing it. If you're doing it to remove the liquid, the pickled pickled essence, you remove it from the fruit, from the vegetable, then it is muta, because you have misakin achila, that's muta. But if you're doing it because you actually want to recycle the liquid, that's going to be also. We discussed the topic that if you are squeezing something into an oichel, that's muta. Rabbi Chanan is cholik on the latter heta, and Mishnah Berurah says, if possible, one should be machmir. We learned about a fish, same concept applying there. But then we spoke about snow. Snow is also, you're not allowed to crush snow because you're making it melt and that would look as if you're making water. But if you're putting a little bit into a cup, that would be mutter. Okay, Rabbi, so this is what we covered tonight. And I wish you a very good evening and a very, very good Shabbos.